Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser.
Is ready to beat Migs. I know Rich from Seattle is. Rich, are you there?
I am. Good morning this morning.
Good morning, Rich. Were you listening to the cheat sheet yesterday on the men's room at 5:40 by any chance?
I was not, but I'm hoping that Steve brought his A game today.
Ooh, all right.
I don't know, man. I feel like I just got hit by a wall of sleepiness, so I feel like I'm a B-plus right now.
All right, Rich, you got to strike while the iron's hot. Steve, get out of
here. Let's go.
If you're playing at home, Rich will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
I am.
A zonkey is a cross between a donkey and what other animal?
A zebra.
Yes. How many sections is your spine divided into?
Oh, geez. 30.
No.
4.
No.
3.
No. What basketball player's late night talk show was canceled after 8 weeks in 1998?
Pass.
What is the longest river in the United States?
Mississippi.
No.
Ohio.
No.
Missouri.
Yes. Mariner 4 sent the first pictures of what planet back to Earth?
Uranus.
No.
Pluto.
No.
Mars.
Yes. What year was ChatGPT released?
2020.
No.
21?
No.
23.
No. Which continent was the first to have a subway system?
Europe.
Yes. Which Bond actor starred in Remington Steele?
Pierce Brosnan.
Yes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Correct. You got Rich. A fine score. We split it right down the middle this morning.
Okay. We'll see how it goes.
And he is tired. He told me that. Steve is. Sleepy Steve. Sleepy Steve needs a nap. He's barely with us right now.
Yes.
Steve, are you ready?
Okie dokie.
A zonkey is a cross between a donkey and what other animal?
A zebra.
Yes. How many sections is your spine divided into?
3.
No.
6.
No. No.
9.
Nice, but no. What basketball player's late night talk show was canceled after 8 weeks in 1998?
Crap, I forgot about that show. Magic Johnson.
Yes. What is the longest river in the United States?
I'm going to go with the Nile.
No.
It's not. Mississippi?
No.
Columbia?
No. Mariner 4 sent the first pictures of what planet back to Earth?
That would be Uranus.
It would not be.
Oh. Which planet? Mars?
Yes. What year was ChatGPT released?
2023?
No.
2024?
No.
2022?
Yes. What continent was the first to have a subway system?
North America.
No.
Asia.
No.
Africa.
No. Which Bond actor starred as Remington Steele?
Oh, crap. What was his name? Pierce Brosnan.
Yes. Pathophobia is the fear of what?
Paths.
No.
Dark?
No.
Anger?
No. Steve, you got 5 correct. And that's a big tie this morning. 5-5. Sorry, Rich. Next time you will beat Migs, though.
No worries. Great game.
Yeah. Have a good one.
All right. Let's see here. The sections your spine is divided into is 5. Our friend did know that the longest river in the United States is the Missouri.
Okay.
The continent that was the first to have a subway system is Europe.
I should have guessed that. Not Africa.
Pathophobia is the fear of disease.
Huh.
Yeah. Good job on your tie, Steve.
Thanks.
The Daily Migs Show.
Okay, Migs, something weird happened when you picked up Tatum from kindergarten. What went down?
I was body shamed by her classmates.
Yes!
How so? We will find out after Nirvana. Steve, Migs, your daughter is a new kindergartner this year, and something strange happened while you were picking her up from her new school.
Yes, I was... Yesterday, we picked her up, and it's nice when I have the opportunity where I can go there and go to the school and get there and wait for her and all excited. And, well, while I'm waiting for my daughter, I hear the other kids start talking. And a little scuttlebutt, that's Tatum's daddy. That's Tatum's daddy. So I'm like, this is freaking cool. Like, what a proud dad moment. Like, these kids are all in hanging out with Tatum. And then I was body shamed.
You didn't, like, show up in your wrestling gear, did you?
Is that frowned upon?
You got to teach them early.
Yes.
Yeah, you are going to mess with them if they mess with your daughter.
Maybe I should have worn my singlet, and then they would have known not to make fun of Tatum's daddy.
Yeah, sure.
They were making fun of you?
Well, what do you think that they body shamed me about?
I mean, I would say the obvious thing is the fact that you ain't got no hair upstairs.
Danny, what do you think?
100% my thoughts exactly.
All right, well, later on, I checked with my daughter and talked a little bit about what happened. And let's hear how that went.
It's going to be so cool.
Did you get fun at school today?
Yeah.
Did you hear your friends when I came in, what they said?
Yeah.
Did they say, is that Tatum's daddy?
Okay, so there's a little context. She's got this thing that she can spray paint on a stuffed animal, like designs
okay, fun.
And stuff. So she's got like this like little children's air gun, air spray gun or something like that.
I thought your beeper was going off.
Yes, my beeper was going off. I had a drug deal to do, but you know, being a dad is more important. So I made them wait.
Then what did they say after that? Did they say, Tatum's daddy has no hair?
Yeah.
They said that?
Yeah, and one said, my dad has hair.
No, and then another one said, my dad has hair, too.
That's funny.
Yeah, so all of a sudden, I hear, Tatum, that's Tatum's daddy. And then one of them just goes, Tatum's daddy doesn't have any hair. I was like, yep. And then I hear her go, then I hear, like, she's not even talking to me, but she's talking loud enough that I can hear her. And then she's like, my daddy's got hair. And then every kid in the freaking class, apparently their dads all have hair.
Well, to be fair, their dads are significantly younger than you.
Wow. No, you know what? You better watch your mouth, Miss Married to a 70-year-old.
Who has a lot of hair.
A lot of hair. So, see, that doesn't matter. I lost my hair in my 20s. So what? It could have been in my 20s or my 50s. I had no freaking hair, Tyron Daly.
These kids, they have no respect.
Savages. And for a moment, I was like, oh, I almost went into, like, wrestling heel mode. I was going to make fun of them. I'm like, you tell your dad to come over here and say that. I was like, what are you doing? No.
Did they start yelling, Mr. Clean,
not
Mr.
Yet.
Clean,
not yet.
Like we did in Austin?
We'll see what happens today. I just thought it was so funny, though. All of a sudden, I'm just there to pick up my damn kid, and these kids are making fun of me.
My dad could beat up your dad.
Have you ever been insulted by a child?
Yes.
All the time.
Okay, well, Danny?
Well, it's also about my hair, but it's because it was different colors at the time, and I just had Lily's friends just be like, Lily's dad has rainbow hair. This was like in like preschool.
Yeah.
I mean, my niece pointed out that my teeth are crooked on the bottom. That was really nice.
Oh, see, oh yeah, they are.
Yeah, this is what happens when you don't wear your retainers, kids. Wear your retainers.
So he said, yeah, my kid's friend said that my beard looked like a dirty broom.
Oh.
Just getting text.
Just brush it every once in a while.
Another person, my daughter's friend asked if I dyed my hair gray on purpose.
Ooh. Oh.
Okay, so I don't feel so bad.
Ouch.
Kids are just savages.
They're so honest. It's insane.
I know. It was just, it wasn't even like as if like, they weren't clearly doing it to make fun. It was just they were being observant. And there's this bald man that has no hair. And apparently everyone else in her class, all the other kids, their dads all have hair.
Oh, man. You're just on an island all on your own there, Steve.
So I think today when I pick up Tatum, I'm wearing a wig.
Please, God, do.
You want to borrow my emo night wig? Just show up as an emo kid?
I wonder what the kids would say.
If you just had hair all of a sudden but didn't acknowledge it.
What? You guys made fun of me for not having any hair. Now I got hair.
This is a good life lesson for them to learn.
Yeah, the lesson is never let my dad pick me up from school.
The Daily Migs Show.
Yesterday, we shared the story about how Roger Waters from Pink Floyd was slamming Ozzy Osbourne in a recent interview. And then Jack Osbourne responded to some of the negative comments and said that Roger is a pathetic and out-of-touch loser, pretty much.
And called him the C word.
He wasn't the only one that had feelings about Roger, so we're going to go straight to the comments at 8:20.
Everyone knows social media is a time suck. And what you're about to hear proves it. If it's online, someone, somewhere, has an opinion and is whining about it. So let's get straight to the comments.
Yesterday, we were chatting about how Roger Waters from Pink Floyd is making the news for slamming Ozzy Osbourne in a recent interview. And if you missed it, this is what he had to say.
Ozzy Osbourne, who just died, bless him, in his whatever that state that he was in his whole life, we'll never know. Although he was all over the TV for hundreds of years with his idiocy and nonsense.
For hundreds of years? How old do you think Ozzy was? I know it's a little exaggerated, but still.
Sure.
That's a super exaggeration.
Mm-hmm.
The music, I don't, I have no idea. I couldn't give a f-. I don't care about Black Sabbath. I never did. Right. I have no interest in biting the heads off chickens or whatever they do. I couldn't care less.
I mean, spoiler alert, Roger Waters, when you die, they're not going to have a concert like that.
You don't think so? You don't think all these bands are going to get together? I don't even think Pink Floyd.
No.
His old bandmates are going to, like, do a... Because, I mean, there's obviously a massive issue between him and David Gilmour. Yeah.
Well, Ozzy's son, Jack, he responded to the negative comments, came out and said that Roger is pathetic and out of touch, even used the C word. Jack was not the only one that had these types of feelings about Roger, no, though.
A lot of people on the internet also thought he's a crummy individual. Different C word, but yeah. Yes.
So we're going to go straight to the comments.
All right, we found a bunch of these comments. We figured who better to read them than...
Ozzy Osbourne?
I was going to go Ozzy, but it's always hard to understand Ozzy, and Robot Ozzy is even tougher to understand. But I figured let's go with another great old school musician, and that would be Sir Elton John.
Nice.
So we have Sir Elton John, Robot Sir Elton, reading some of these comments about Roger Waters. Are you ready for the first one?
Oh, yes.
All right.
I remember an interview with David Gilmour where he was asked what it was like to play with Roger again. His response was, it was like sleeping with your ex-wife.
Those two guys do not get along.
No.
And I don't care. I've never been a massive Pink Floyd fan, so it doesn't, like, I've never been, like, at all into whatever the drama is between those two artists.
No, I've pretty much, I've liked their music over the years, but the drama was just, it's just annoying to me.
Yeah, it's like, either figure it out or just shut up. Mm-hmm. I don't care, guys.
Ozzy could fart in the mic and sell more records than Roger Waters.
Okay. Agree.
I'd like to see that. I'm trying to think of, like, a record sales. Like, Pink Floyd, I feel like, has probably sold a lot more records, though, than, I guess, on the whole.
Yeah, but then you think about just, like, the pop culture influence, yes, of Ozzy. Like, he just, no one in Pink Floyd could hold a candle to that.
That's very true.
Comparing Ozzy to Waters is like comparing a worm to a dragon.
So yeah.
Which one's the insult? Is Ozzy the worm or is Ozzy the dragon?
Ozzy's the dragon, obviously.
Yeah, fire breathing.
The only sounds of Pink Floyd I cared about were the David Gilmour guitar solos.
Really great guitar solos.
The solos are on another level. I would say I would put those up. It's like, and not, even not being a very big Pink Floyd fan, when they would, and their guitar solos sometimes would go about like 8 minutes long in a song, but they were always really tasteful.
So great.
There's a reason David Gilmour gave Roger Waters the title Misery Guts.
Gosh, man. Fans are
so
savage.
So much love. Yeah. So much love.
Says the guy who couldn't give away his music, unless it's called The Wall.
So it's just become a roast of Roger Waters.
Yeah, okay. Let's keep it going.
Roger has been milking his fans, lip-syncing to the same audio files for years in his concerts.
Okay, here's a question for you with that one. Because the older artists get, the harder it is for them to sing. We're talking, I mean, I'm looking at like Axl Rose, Vince Neil, a lot of rock artists. I mean, even Robert Plant has said that he's had a tough time singing. Would you have an issue if they used backing vocals?
I feel like everybody's using backing vocals anymore. Like all the pop artists are. I mean, why? Well, the rock artists should have the same opportunity.
Yeah, but I feel like rock fans get a little sensitive about the whole quote unquote lip sync. But like as a Kiss fan, I know like Paul Stanley was using some backing tracks to help sweeten his voice. I had no issue with that. The performance was fun.
I would rather hear that than them sound like crap, you know?
We're looking at you, Vince Neil.
Ozzy was a household name to people who couldn't name one of his songs. Pink Floyd are barely relevant to people past Gen X. Oh. Even if people like Floyd, they probably can't name one member.
Yeah, you know, I didn't even think about it. Like,
that's
for me, I mean, we you know, we grew up, even if you weren't a fan of Pink Floyd, you knew who Pink Floyd,
sure,
was. But I didn't think about like the millennials and any generation after that. They maybe know a couple of songs and that's it.
Yeah.
So you wait till the man dies. Okay, then. Curious what the world will say when your day comes.
No kidding.
I think we're kind of getting an idea.
I mean, that's just a tasteless thing to do. Give an interview and then, like, kind of... I mean, they're not there to talk about Ozzy. Like, you know, I don't know. That really rubbed me the wrong way.
He just seems like the type of dude that just wants... He's got an opinion and he wants you to hear it. And he doesn't care if you like it or not.
And he's still making millions of dollars, so he's laughing all the way to the bank.
The Daily Mix Show.
Daily Mix Show.
Big day tomorrow. the Men's Room having their 20th anniversary show on The Rock of Seattle. Can you believe it's been two decades of those guys bringing such joy to our lives in the afternoon?
Yes.
We're going to be going through the good, the bad, the ugly, the best moments from the past two decades, and we would love if you would go along for the ride, Rockaholics. You can listen on your radio, on your smart speaker. Just tell it to play KISW or download the Odyssey app. Anytime you pick up your phone first thing in the morning, it's an information overload with everything going on out there in the world. So we have combed through it all to give you some tidbits, and we are ready to tell you what's trending.
What's trending on the Daily Mix Show? What's trending? Let's go. Let's go.
NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell was on the Today Show, and of course they needed to ask him some of those hard-hitting questions.
Oh, is that so?
Yes.
Is Taylor Swift invited to play the Super Bowl this year?
Okay, that's the hard-hitting question.
I'm curious.
Okay, let's find out.
The halftime show.
We would always love to have Taylor play. She is a special talent, and obviously she would be welcome at any time.
Is it in the works?
I can't tell you anything about that.
Is it a maybe?
It's a maybe.
Okay.
Okay.
So, we'll take a maybe.
It's a maybe.
Okay.
At what point can we?
I mean, do you think if she says I want to do it, they're of course going to bend over backwards to make it happen.
Absolutely.
I mean, I think the NFL realizes what she's done for the sport. As much as it makes a lot of people cringe, which I think is hilarious, because like, what's the big deal? There are so many. I mean, I witnessed it when I went to watch the Seahawks preseason game against the Kansas City Chiefs. So many younger kids are rocking Travis Kelce jerseys because they're Taylor Swift fans that then fell in love with football.
So great.
So of course they're going to want her to do this.
I'm waiting on my friend Jay-Z to be able to help me with that one. It's in his hands. I'm waiting for the smoke to come out.
So, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, good. But you're a Swiftie.
I'm definitely a Swiftie.
Okay. That's the right thing to say.
So if Jay-Z has something to do with it, is that why Beyonce did it?
I think he produces it.
Is it?
I think so.
Now, is he cool with Taylor Swift? Because I know, I mean, at some point, he was like part of that team. What do I care? But you remember like when Kanye was giving
the award away from her?
Kanye was giving her a hard time, and like he was hanging with Jay-Z and Beyonce and all that stupid ass.
Yeah, that was bad.
All right, pressure's on you. You're Roger Goodell, or you're Jay-Z, I guess. And you have you have all the power. Who are you having perform at the Super Bowl?
I mean, I think that if I'm him, the right choice is to try to get Taylor Swift to do it.
No. I'm saying you. This is for you.
Oh, for me?
Yes.
Well, I mean, me personally.
And it can't be Rush.
You want me to put my, like, personal opinion in that? I think we need a rock band again. I think it's been too long since we've had a proper rock band. I think Metallica.
Metallica seems to be the safe one.
Safe?
When it comes to, like, everyone says when they want a rock band, they go with Metallica.
There's nothing safe about Metallica. They bring fire, Steve.
Okay, they're not, like, going to be burning people.
Yeah, they are.
I mean, I think, okay, what would you pick? Don't say Pearl Jam.
It's definitely not Pearl Jam. You watch it. And here I am about to say a band that maybe Danny would be on board for.
Oh, yeah,
Creed?
Who do you think? Not Creed.
Blink 182.
Blink 182 is one of the band. Yeah. I think it should be Green Day.
Oh.
And Green Day should have a revolving door of other pop punk bands to perform, because I feel like that's a style of music that is loved by all.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, especially their hits.
Do you guys share a brain? You two?
Yes.
I would love that if that would happen. They won't do it, though. Because
well, you and your six friends are going to like having Rush perform. But, you know, the rest of us.
I feel like they wouldn't trust Green Day, though.
It's all too much of a loose cannon.
I kind of feel that way about Blink 182 as well.
That's fine.
Like, they like just to say naughty words and do naughty things on the stage. Like, are they going to curb that for the Super Bowl?
Of course they'll figure it out.
Play by the rules? That doesn't sound very punk rock.
They've had hip-hop artists perform at the Super Bowl, and I'm sure that they were, like, a little on the fence about that as well. Ooh. Didn't Kendrick Lamar perform at the Super Bowl?
He did. That was great.
Yeah, he figured it out.
I loved it.
I'm sure Blink 182 and Green Day will be able to figure it out. All right, let's talk about something that's more important, and that is Chuck E. Cheese. You remember when that Chuck E. Cheese mascot was arrested?
Yes.
So it wasn't actually Chuck E. Cheese. It was the guy playing Chuck E. Cheese. But anyways, he had a bunch of stuff going on where they decided to arrest him for, I think he was like skimming credit cards, if I remember. I could be wrong about that. But like, there was a few things that led to the authorities showing up, and he had credit cards in his Chuck E. Cheese outfit, and they had to arrest him. And a lot of kids were like traumatized by it. Well, the body cam footage has been released. So we have the audio of the police officers arresting. Here's his true identity is Jermell Jones, also known as Chuck E. Cheese. Would you like to hear what happened?
Yeah.
We're going to get you in the mouth, dude.
We are.
Do it. I want you to. Yeah, grab him. Get him. Don't resist. Don't. Let your hands go. Let your hands.
Okay, did you hear these poor kids? They're like, don't arrest Chuck E. Cheese.
Mouse.
He's not done here yet. It's my birthday.
Let your hands go. He's a criminal. What would you like to know?
Yes, probably if he was stealing people's credit cards.
Yeah.
I do love her argument was, would you put Mickey Mouse in handcuffs?
My daughter would be so happy about that.
Mickey Mouse goes behind bars?
No, Chuck E. Cheese.
She's creeped out by him?
She is so scared of Chuck E. Cheese.
Oh, see, I would traumatize Tatum because she's got a Chuck E. Cheese stuffy. Mm.
I do have video of Lily dancing with Chuck E. Cheese that I still use against her because she's like, never take me to Chuck E. Cheese. And I'm like, you used to love Chuck E. Cheese.
Has she been there recently?
Yes. And she ran and hid when the rat came out.
Well, maybe you need to take it to a therapist because Chuck E. Cheese is nothing but fun.
No, I love Chuck E. Cheese.
His middle name is entertainment.
Clearly not for Lily.
No.
His middle name stands for extreme.
Yes.
The Daily Migs Show.
Rockaholics, do you think that you can take down Steve Migs this morning? Because it needs to happen. This man... He needs a loss in his life. You can call now to play Beat Migs 206-803-ROCK. We will play the game at 8:50.